A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be ready, dressed for service, and keep your lamps lit, like people waiting for their master to return from the wedding. As soon as he comes and knocks, they will open to him. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds wide awake when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will put on an apron and have them sit at table, and he will wait on them. Blessed are those servants if he finds them awake when he comes, at midnight or daybreak." And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. A few nights ago, I phoned a friend, and I would like to share with you just a little of our conversation, which went something like this. "Hello, John. Have you seen the moon tonight?" "The moon? What moon? Where? Why? What's all the excitement?" "John, how about you just put the phone down and go and look into the sky?" A few minutes later, John returns. "Wow! Wow! Wow! Thanks so much for waking me up. I was completely unaware it is the night of the full moon. What a surprise! What a wake-up call from God just before I retire for the night." Well, end of that part of the conversation. Lots of laughs in the meantime. In today's gospel, Jesus is inviting us to be awake. Now, does that mean we need to stay awake all night? I think not. I think what Jesus is inviting us into is an attitude of mindfulness. What people call today being conscious, aware, being in tune, being awake. Because the person who is awake is alive. Jesus came that we might have life, and as he said, that we might have life to the full. Now, this theme of being awake is very common in the Gospel, especially in the readings that we will hear during Advent. "Blessed are those servants that the Master finds awake when he comes." We are being encouraged to keep our eyes wide open to the God of surprises, who comes to us in so many and varied ways. Are we awake to God, being revealed in the smile of a stranger, in the tears of a distraught parent, in the drops of rain on the leaves, in the cry of the poor, in the refugee looking for a home? We are constantly being woken up to the realities of life, if only we have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart that is open. Now, we know that to live in the presence of God is what our hearts truly yearn for, this longing to be awake and aware of God's presence. We too can say with Augustine, "Our hearts are made for you, O God, and they are restless till they rest in you." So to be aware of the gift of God's immense love for each of us, for all of creation, is to live our lives attentive and awake. Of course, this does not mean that we will always feel God's presence. Back to the sky, where we found the moon. It's a little like when the sun is shining on your face and keeping you warm, and alas, along comes a big black cloud. The temporary absence of the sun's warmth can be a real wake-up call to the gift of its warmth when present. So our God of surprises is constantly surprising us into new ways of keeping awake. Another part of today's gospel, which I just love, is that when the Master comes and finds us awake, what will he do? He will put on an apron, set us down at table, and wait on us. What a gift, and what a role reversal. Another wake-up call. At the Last Supper, the disciples had a great wake-up call when Jesus wrapped a towel around himself and began to wash their feet. So our God of surprises has many wake-up calls for us. And we might well ask, why? Well, my guess is that God knows we long for union with all of creation and with our God of surprises. So we need to keep our lamps lit, as Jesus reminds us in the Gospel, and let the oil in our lamps be love and mindfulness, helping us stay awake to the greatest gift of love, the gift of union with God. The gift of an awareness that the Trinity is our life. The Trinity lives within us. We live within God, within the Trinity. To be awake to this great mystery is what we are created for. So blessings this day as we ponder the meaning of the call. Stay awake. Be awake. God bless.